بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate.
ألف لام ميم. الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم.
ألف لام ميم. Allah, the ever-living, the self-subsisting, who sustains the entire order of the universe. There is no God but He.
نَزَّلَ عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ بِالْحَقِّ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ وَأَنزَلَ التَّوْرَاةَ وَالْإِنْجِيلَ.
He has revealed this book to you, setting forth the truth and confirming the earlier books, and He revealed the Torah and the Gospel.
مِن قَبْلُ هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ وَأَنزَلَ الْفُرْقَانِ. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ. وَاللَّهُ عَزِيزٌ ذُو انْتِقَامٍ.
Before that, for the guidance of mankind. And He has also revealed the criterion to distinguish the truth from falsehood. A severe chastisement lies in store for those who deny the signs of Allah. Allah is Almighty. He is the Lord of Retribution.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَخْفَى عَلَيْهِ شَيْءٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ.
Nothing in the earth and in the heavens is hidden from Allah.
هُوَ الَّذِي يُصَوِّرُكُمْ فِي الْأَرْحَامِ كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ.
It is He who fashions you in the wombs as He wills. There is no God but He, the Almighty, the All-Wise.
هُوَ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ مِنْهُ آيَاتٌ مُحْكَمَاتٌ هُنَّ أُمُّ الْكِتَابِ وَأُخَرُ مُتَشَابِهَاتٌ. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ زَيْغٌ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ مَا تَشَابَهَ مِنْهُ ابْتِغَاءَ الْفِتْنَةِ وَابْتِغَاءَ تَأْوِيلِهِ. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ تَأْوِيلَهُ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. والراسخون في العلم يقولون آمنا به كل من عند ربنا وما يذكر إلا أولو الألباب.
He it is who has revealed the book to you. Among them, there are absolutely clear and lucid verses, and these are the core of the book. Others are ambiguous. Those in whose hearts there is perversity go about the part that is ambiguous, seeking mischief and seeking to arrive at its meaning arbitrarily, although none knows their true meaning but Allah. But those firmly rooted in knowledge say, "We believe in it. It is all from our Lord alone. No one derives true admonition from anything except the people of understanding." Among them, there are absolutely clear and lucid verses. The Muqam verses mentioned here are those Quranic verses which are embodied in clear and lucid language, and whose meaning is not liable to any ambiguity and equivocation. Such verses form the core of the book. They are the verses which fulfill the true purpose for which the Quran was revealed, and they invite the whole world to Islam. They embody admonition and instruction, refutation of erroneous doctrines, as well as elucidation of the right way. They also contain the fundamentals of the true faith, embodying teachings relating to belief, worship, and morality, and mandatory duties and prohibitions. Others are ambiguous.
Ambiguous. Mutashabi verses are those whose meaning may have some degree of equivocation. It is obvious that no way of life can be prescribed for man unless a certain amount of knowledge explaining the truth about the universe, its origin and end, about man's position in it, and other matters of similar importance is intimated to him. It is also evident that the truths which lie beyond the range of human perception have always eluded and will continue to elude man. No words exist in the human vocabulary which either express or portray them. In speaking about such things, we necessarily resort to words and expressions that are generally employed in connection with tangible objects. In the Quran, too, this kind of language is employed in relation to supernatural matters. The verses which have been characterized as ambiguous refer to such matters.
We believe in it. It is all from our Lord alone.
This might give rise to an unnecessary problem. How can people believe in ambiguous verses when the contents of these cannot be grasped? The fact is that a reasonable person will have faith that the Quran is the book of God through his reading of its clear and lucid verses rather than by learning fanciful interpretations of the ambiguous verses. Once so convinced, he is not likely to be troubled by doubts and anxieties caused by the ambiguities of a few verses.
رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ
They pray to Allah, Our Lord, do not let our hearts swerve towards crookedness after you have guided us to the right way and bestow upon us your mercy. For you are the munificent giver.
رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ جَامِعُ النَّاسِ لِيَوْمٍ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُخْلِفُ الْمِيعَادِ
Our Lord, one day you will surely gather all mankind together, a day about the coming of which there is no doubt. Surely, Allah never goes against His promise.